Emotive friendly. All right, let's dive into this. The Federal Reserve's latest meeting minutes show they're really taking their time with inflation control. It's like they're playing chess, not checkers. Every move is deliberate.
Friendly, serious, exactly. Even though inflation has cooled, they're not rushing to cut rates. The message is clear. They're staying put until they're absolutely sure inflation is on a sustainable path.
This patience is big. They're prioritizing long-term stability over short-term growth. It's a tough balance, but they're not about to let inflation creep back in.
Right. The minutes highlight a central bank in watchful waiting mode. They're monitoring every economic signal, like a hawk circling its prey.
And that's intentional. They don't want to ease too soon or risk reigniting inflation. It's like trying to put out a fire with a fire hose, too much pressure, and you might flood the room.
Precisely. Their higher rates are a way to keep inflation in check without slamming the brakes on the economy. It's a delicate tightrope walk.
A patient and vigilant stance the FOMC's discussions really show this. They're not just reacting, they're strategizing. It's like they're saying, let's see what the data tells us before we act.
After those rapid rate hikes, they're now in a holding pattern. It's not about being lazy, it's about being smart. They're waiting for confirmation that inflation is truly cooling.
And they're not convinced yet. Core inflation, especially in services, still feels sticky. It's like a stubborn stain that keeps coming back.
That's why they're messaging higher for longer. It's a way to manage expectations and avoid the risks of premature easing.
By keeping rates up, they're trying to maintain inflation pressure without triggering a recession. It's a tough act, but they're trying to walk the line.
The Fed knows inflation is complex. Headline numbers might look good, but core inflation, like healthcare or housing, still feels like a wild card.
Exactly. Services are a big chunk of the economy, and they've been a pain point. Labor shortages, supply chains, and wage growth in sectors like hospitality. Those are all contributing to high prices.
That's why they're taking their time. They don't want to risk a resurgence in inflation if they ease too soon.
What's driving the caution? So, what's really pushing the Fed to be so cautious? Let's break it down.
First, core inflation in services is still stubborn. Even though headline numbers have dropped, services like healthcare or travel are still holding prices up.
And that's a problem. Services make up a huge part of the U.S. economy. If those prices stay high, inflation isn't really gone, it's just hiding.
Then there's the labor market. It's still strong, which means wages are staying high. That's fueling consumer spending, which in turn keeps prices up.
Right. The Fed's worried that if they ease rates now, demand could spike again, leading to renewed inflation. It's a risk they're not willing to take.
And let's not forget their history. Past inflation episodes taught them that easing too soon can lead to longer, more painful cycles. They're trying to avoid that.
So they're choosing patience over panic. It's a big gamble, but they're hoping it pays off in the long run.
Implications for markets and the economy now. How does this affect us? Let's talk about the ripple effects.
For investors, the uncertainty is keeping them on edge. They're not rushing into risky assets, which means safer bets like bonds are in demand.
Exactly. The Fed's higher for longer message is making markets brace for extended high rates. That's keeping borrowing costs up and dampening growth optimism.
And for businesses and consumers, higher rates mean more expensive loans, mortgages, and credit cards. It's a drag on spending and investment.
But the Fed's goal is a soft landing, slowing inflation without crashing the economy. It's a tall order, but they're betting on it.
Still, there's a catch. Prolonged high rates could stifle business growth and consumer spending. It's a double-edged sword.
Right. The Fed has to balance controlling inflation with avoiding a recession. It's a tightrope, and they're trying not to fall.
Critical takeaways, so what's the takeaway here? Let's wrap it up.
The Fed's cautious approach is all about data-driven patience. They're not rushing to cut rates because they're not sure inflation is fully tamed.
And that's a big deal. By keeping rates high, they're trying to keep inflation in check without causing a crash. It's a calculated move.
The minutes show they're focused on core inflation, the resilience of the labor market, and the risks of easing too soon. They're not taking any chances.
For investors, this means staying cautious. For the economy, it's a balancing act that could shape the next few years.
In short, the Fed's decision to keep rate hikes open reflects their commitment to a steady, data-driven path. It's not about quick fixes, it's about long-term stability.
And as they continue to monitor the data, their actions will be the key to navigating the U.S. economy's next chapter.
Exactly. The Fed's strategy will be a defining factor in how the economy evolves. Let's keep an eye on this.
Word count 1200.